Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. This is Inside the District. It's Monday, October 21st, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Some casting updates from over the weekend and a pair of notable injuries. Conrad Rickamora will be out of Oh Mary for the foreseeable future following a bike accident that left him with a broken rib. In an Instagram post, he did say he would be back as soon as possible. Oh Mary continues its smash-hit limited run at the Lyceum Theater. And Aisha Jackson, who is going to play her first performance as Middle Alley in The Notebook tomorrow night, has pushed back her start date 3 days to Friday, October 25th, due to back pain. The Notebook is now in its final weeks at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. The upcoming one-person revival of The Picture of Dorian Gray, starring Sarah Snook in her Broadway debut, has found its venue and set its Broadway dates. Previews begin on March 10th before a March 27th opening night at the Music Box Theater. It will play a 14-week limited run through June 15th. This new version of the Oscar Wilde classic is adapted and directed by Kip Williams. Tickets will go on sale to the general public on October 29th at 12 p.m. Eastern. For more information, visit DorianGrayPlay.com. In casting news, David Rash and Mare Winningham have completed the cast of the new play Cult of Love. Written by Leslie Headland and directed by Tripp Coleman, Rash and Winningham play the parents of the Dahl family, who have come together, along with their partners, for what becomes a fractious Christmas gathering. Rash, known to some from the TV series Sledgehammer and Succession, was last seen on Broadway in 2014 in The Country House. Two-time Tony nominee Winningham was last seen in Girl from the North Country. They join a cast that also includes Molly Bernard, Roberta Colindres, Barbie Ferreira, Rebecca Henderson, Christopher Lowell, Zachary Quinto, Christopher Sears, and Shailene Woodley. Previews begin November 20th at the Helen Hayes Theater. Opening night is December 12th, and it will run through February 2nd. And finally today, last night, a minimalist revival of Sunset Boulevard officially opened on Broadway. It stars Nicole Scherzinger as a faded, silent film star attempting a grand comeback with the help of the young screenwriter that crosses paths with her. Reviews were mixed to positive. The New York Times leaned more towards the former, while chief theater critic Jesse Green singled out Scherzinger's strong performance and the many fascinating interventions from director Jamie Lloyd and his design team. He also stated that all their talents would be better lavished on better material. Sunset Boulevard runs at the St. James Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.